fighting in the streets. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. After a week of peaceful demonstrations, the Mubarak regime in Egypt introduced a new twist. Start street fights. Within hours of Hosni Mubarak announcing he wouldn't run again, the pro-Mubarak side appeared, riding horses and camels, telling the anti-Mubarak demonstrators, "You got your wish, he's not running again, now go home," and then beating them up. The opposition immediately suspected paid instigators.
These are not protesters. Protesters do not come in government buses. They do not come armed.
Mohamed El-Baradei, the Nobel Prize winner who's offered to run a transition team, called them government thugs.
Criminal regime using criminal acts.
But you can see how Mubarak lasted 30 years. He can obey the U.S. demand that the army stay out of it and at the same time change the storyline. Let the cameras show the world what happens when authority breaks down. Make people think, maybe a dictator isn't so bad after all. And embarrass the U.S. for telling Mubarak not to restore order.
I'm hearing firing coming from the direction of Tahrir Square. I can see hundreds of people. Hundreds of people are running away from that fire. I can't see who's firing. It's a completely chaotic situation. Lots of people just stamping on top of each other just to try and get away.
Maybe calling for more civility would help. I know we like to demonize American politics for its ugliness, but once in a while, events remind us we have no idea. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.